USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The House Committee on Education and the Workforce is investigating Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania over allegations of rampant anti-Semitism. The inquiry comes after university leaders faced criticism during a congressional hearing for not explicitly stating whether calls for the genocide of Jews violate campus rules on harassment. The Israeli Security Cabinet has approved an increase in supplies to prevent a humanitarian collapse in southern Gaza. Today marks exactly 2 months since Hamas initiated its October 7th attack against Israel. The clock is ticking to deliver assistance to Ukraine. That's according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Republicans need to act in good faith and show that they're serious, and they're not. They're blocking the president's request for funding. That's what they're doing.
Speaking to reporters, she urged Congress to swiftly approve President Biden's comprehensive supplemental package encompassing aid for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and border security. However, Republicans strongly oppose passing the measure unless Democrats concede to border policy changes. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says Congress must act to prevent gun violence.
This is a moral imperative, not just a political obligation. It is a moral duty for this country to stop gun violence.
Today, Blumenthal and fellow lawmakers met with families of victims and survivors of gun violence on Capitol Hill. Congress is sending a strong message that triggering a fire alarm will mean you will face consequences. With a vote of 214 to 191, the House has censured New York Democrat Jamal Bowman for activating a fire alarm in a congressional building in September. Bowman, who stated he pulled the alarm thinking it would unlock a door, pleaded guilty to one count of falsely triggering a fire alarm and was fined $1,000. This is USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Millions of individuals across the eastern United States are expected to experience the impact of a significant storm this weekend. Meteorologists predict the storm will extend over 1,200 miles from the Gulf Coast to the Canadian border. Starting on Friday, potential snow in the north and the formation of severe thunderstorms with heavy rain and strong winds throughout the eastern region are expected to intensify on Saturday, then reach full strength by Sunday. Senate Republicans say President Biden is AWOL in addressing border security, with South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham attributing the surge in migrant crossings directly to the president's policies.
Joe Biden has been asleep at the wheel when it comes to the border. You need to wake up, Mr. President, before we get hit.
Graham said today that Democrats must make substantial concessions on border policy for the passage of the president's funding request for Ukraine and Israel. Next year, the airline industry anticipates a record number of air travelers, with around 4.7 billion people expected to fly. Projected net profits for the industry in 2024 are estimated to reach $25.7 billion, reflecting a 2.7% profit margin. This surpasses pre-pandemic levels, exceeding the 4.5 billion travelers recorded in 2019. A woman who threw a bowl of hot food in the face of a Chipotle worker in Ohio has been sentenced to a month in jail and 2 months working a fast food job. Videos of Rosemary Haynes berating the Chipotle worker, then throwing the food, went viral. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.